hopping on here again really quick. It's about 7 hours since Transport left, and there's a couple changes. I'm sure there's a way to edit an episode, but I barely know what I'm doing in the first place, so you're just gonna get an episode and a half today. First of all, the mama cat and her kittens did get to go. I am so thankful. That was really stressing me out. Jessica and I were going to see if we could board them at a vet until a foster spot opened up for them, but it was going to cost us so much money. So we are really lucky and really thankful that that all worked out. Second, if you are fostering one of the four F litter puppies, the story on the actual Olympic Sports Transport podcast is not the story for your litter. That litter, the original Fs, were Catahoula mixes. I was already on the fence about sending one of them. He had been fairly puny a few days ago, so we had the foster take him to the vet. They did a parvo test. Actually, they did two parvo tests because they weren't sure if the first one worked. Both tests were negative. They did a fecal and they saw he had a ton of hookworms, massive amount. So he started treatment for that, but he was actually getting worse instead of better. So about 2 hours before Transport was supposed to start, his foster was going to bring the other three puppies in his litter to one of our rescue partners, Hope, who was going to load up all of her litters that she was bringing and bring them to the doghouse, but I just had a gut feeling that this was not just worms. So I had Hope scour the internet for a vet open on Saturday mornings, and then the foster raced her puppy up there. She got there like minutes before they closed and then ended up waiting in there like over an hour before they even got a room for her. And unfortunately, my gut instinct was correct. It was parvo, which means no one from that litter can go, even though the other three are completely fine and healthy so far. So that's a bummer. But what is super amazing is that the foster literally left her credit card on file at the vet, left the puppy there, and was like, save his life at all costs. I do not care. He cannot die. We typically treat parvo with ourselves, just with our fosters, because it's like hundreds if not thousands of dollars per puppy. So that's really amazing. So then that left me with four empty spots on my spreadsheet. You know, I can never let that happen. So I started pitching puppies to Jacqueline. We had about an hour before everyone had to start heading to the doghouse for Transport. So they needed to be a litter that was close enough to get and had owners that we could get in touch with quickly. Luckily, the four new F litter puppies, their owner was on the ball. As soon as Hope reached out to her, she was like, yes, we're home. Yes, come get them. Otherwise, this litter wasn't going to be able to go until September. So these four F healer mixes are owner surrenders. They are from the same home as the G litter of five from the September 20th, 2022 wedding transport. That's when I got married. And super ironically, they are from the same home as the C litter of four on the March 6th, 2021 winter Olympic sports. So that's crazy. We thought this was really weird because we spayed both of those mamas when we pulled their other litters, but the owner said that they also have the daddy of all three of these litters, and he has been knocking up any stray that walks by. So, needless to say, he's not going to be very happy with me in a few days when he realizes his rambling days are over. Transport otherwise went really smoothly, very hot, but that's Mississippi for you. Oh, and luckily, Big Mama Medley got to go today because as soon as we all left and we headed back to our houses, we got a call about a dead dog on the side of a bridge about a block away from the doghouse, only it wasn't dead. I still don't totally know what could have been going on with it. It could have been a heat stroke, it could have been hit by a car and was still in shock. It is so insanely malnourished. It maybe was just wore slap out and just laying there. I don't know. But Jessica ran over there because it was just down the hill from her house, and looked him over, didn't see any injuries, so she loaded him up and took him to the doghouse. I half expected him to just lay down and die when he got there, honestly. I mean, he was that pitiful. But he perked right up. He walked around, he ate a bunch, he drank a ton of water. He probably thought he had died and gone to heaven. So, I don't know what's going on with him. He could be someone's dog. There could be something more serious wrong with him that we'll find out about tomorrow. Or he could be coming to you on the next transport. I don't know. But I do know that his night is a whole lot better tonight than he thought it was going to be, thanks to Medley's foster in Virginia, who got her out of the doghouse so he could move in. Anyways, my caffeine from Friday is officially long gone. It is 12:30, so you know my baby is asleep, and I'm about to head that way too. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for supporting us. And oh, make sure you go watch that cat video that I posted. It is so crazy. It's a rough life, but someone's got to do it.